Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Hello there. Welcome to Your Ultimate Life, the podcast where everything we talk about is really focused on creating that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, where you serve others with your divine gifts and have a beautiful, wonderful, fun, prosperous, rip-roaring time doing it, where every day is a loving game and a beautiful world to wake up in. I know I always sound sort of hypey, but it's not. It's real and it's true. And you know what? We couldn't possibly need it any more than we need it now. I was just thinking about a person that I know who got caught up in some financial skullduggery, and they were fooled, duped, pulled into some situation by someone where they did something, and that's still being discovered, that was out of order, and they ended up getting in some serious, serious trouble with the law and all kinds of stuff, and it's still underway. But the bottom line is we are all hungering and looking for something. In that case, I think a person's looking for some financial security and got lured by the promises of this, that, and the other. Here's the promise I can give to you. Two promises. One, I will never, ever tell you anything that I don't believe with all my heart is good and true and result in happiness. The second thing I will promise you is I will never lead you down the garden road of trying to get you to do anything I don't think is right, true, good, consistent with your conscience and your values and being good and true and right. So you never have to look at yourself in the mirror as I have hundreds or thousands of times and hated what I saw. So that's my commitment to you, to use every power I have to give you something that's good, uplifting, helpful, loving, kind, and all the rest of those superlative words. Living your ultimate life is the design of your existence. You were designed for happiness. You were built for happiness. Your body responds to love and to kindness and to light. We're heliotropic, so is every living thing. It moves toward the light. Every plant, every amoeba, every single-celled thing moves in the direction of light. We are heliotropic. We love, we cling to, we migrate toward, and we treasure things that are light. And light is truth. Truth carries its own power. It needs no hype or ornamentation. It doesn't need any of that because truth is truth. And you know what? We all have, some people call it a BS meter, or you know when something's not right. We all have that. And I know myself that by learning to pay attention, trust it, and do better with that, I'm happier. I make those around me happier. I serve more. I love more, and on and on and on. So let's talk about your ultimate life. Now, here's a fundamental question that has to do with all of this stuff, because the way I've defined your ultimate life is your life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. Now, that word divine in there has to mean something. Divine, you know, signifies God, creator, the divinity, the higher power, the celestial realm, heaven, whatever you want to call it, right? And that it signifies that there is such a thing, and that such a thing is conscious, intentional, focused, and has given you, listening to this right now, no matter who you are, where you are, or where you've been, has given you some divine gifts. So the question that is the title of today's podcast is really simple. Are you a child of God? Are you a creation, an intentional child creation of this divine being? And this is not a, sermon. I'm not planning on launching into some sermon. We're just going to look at this. We have the pattern here on the earth, in this world, of everything born, you know, of mothers and families, and even in the animal kingdom, you know, being born helpless, mothers protecting and providing for, nurturing, nursing in many cases, and so forth. We have a world where, you know, we've destroyed a lot of that. We've attacked, you know, the family and created all kinds of reasons why, well, maybe it's not necessary anymore. But if we just look at how we were built and what is important and necessary, we see that that is a pattern. And there's no reason in the world to think that it isn't patterned after the celestial or heavenly. So a child of God would imply that we are intentionally created. It would imply that you're loved and cared for by a perfect set of heavenly parents. I don't know, maybe God is an office. It's held by a couple of people who created us, kind of like families have mom and dad or whatever, right? But the point is, you can think about being a child of God. You can phrase that any way you want, an intentional divine creation, if you don't want to use the word God. But I use it because, and I use the idea of father, and I also use the idea of mother. It makes sense to me that there's a God as an office, and there's mom and dad there in some ways that nurture and care for and love us in every way that's possible. Now here, when you have a family and you have kids and you have parents that are focused on trying to do good for their kids, they do a lot of things. They provide for them. They teach them. If they're overprotective, then the kids don't learn certain things. Parents always have the question of when to let, you know, consequences land on the kid's head and when to step in and help them and all that other stuff. So if you think about the position of the Creator with respect to us, the parents gave us divine gifts and talents. They created a place for us to learn and grow. I mean, that's what we're here for. We all have the innate feeling that there's more to this place than just being here and then vanishing. It's not just darkness afterwards. So what does that mean to do here? And this is where it gets to your ultimate life. My experience, having gone down the road of riches, having gone down the road of loneliness, having gone down the road of, you know, being outcast from that very family I was born into and left what I felt was totally and completely abandoned, I was never abandoned by the divine Creator. And the invitation and the inclination to do something was always there, and it was waiting for me to pay attention. Now, if you've read Tightrope of Depression, the first volume of the Tightrope series, and you know the story, part of it, my wife, who's my publisher, tells me that volume 2, which is down from the gallows in keeping with the rope theme, is done. It'll be out by the 19th of this month, which is in about 2 weeks. I'm stoked. It's been written for over a year, but we've had a lot of work, a lot of other stuff get in the way, and so it's been a while getting it published. But it's done, formatted, cover's done, ready to be published, and you can read part 2 if that sort of thing interests you. So here's the deal. You are a child of God. Yes, you are. I make that claim. You can disagree if you want. You can argue with me if you want. But you were born with gifts and talents. You came from somewhere else. You didn't come into existence at that moment of birth. One of the real obvious ways to know that is even twins that are born identically, genetically, and in the same family and have roughly the same upbringing experience or identically the same upbringing experience are completely different. They like different things. They have different talents. They feel different things. They want different things. So they brought that from somewhere. They brought it from where they came from in the presence of that divine Creator. So yes, yes, you're a child of God. Now, let's explore part 2 here. What would that mean to acknowledge that? And if you don't want to, that's fine. But if you do, then stick with me here. Let's talk about what that would mean. So if you're a child of God and you were born with gifts and talents, and you have a mission here, you have a purpose, there's a reason for your creation in mind, then it would make sense that our greatest, our highest development and greatest joy would be to live into that mission, to fulfill those gifts and talents, to move in that direction, to lean in, as some call it, to lean into that calling. Now, my experience with dying and having those conversations with God at the door between life and eternity confirmed those four truths. We are divine creators, or creations, children of God, period. We are. I was also told, learned, understood that we all came with gifts and talents that were given to us on purpose. They were given to have joy. They were given to do good. That was part two. We all have gifts and talents. Part three was that we all had a mission, a purpose, a reason for being here. And it's multifaceted. The overarching reason was to develop and grow and learn and serve and become like our parents, which makes sense because that's how it all works here. But in the context of becoming like them, it means learning to love, learning to give, learning to serve, learning to be selfless, learning to be like they are. So if it's true, and it is true, that we're children of God, we have divine gifts, and we were given a mission, which we excitedly agreed to and were stoked about having, then it makes sense. Also, the fourth thing I learned was that all the help we need to use those gifts and talents and accomplish that mission is available to us from both sides of, I call it the veil. We don't remember much about that pre-existent place, although we feel it, we know it, we have inclinations from there, we feel prompting, so we know it's true, but we don't remember a lot. So all the help we need from both sides is available. Now, there seems to be some rules, which is there's no direct intervention, there's no force, you're invited, invitation, invitation, invitation. And what I finally learned, thick-headed and dumb that I was, or slow or whatever, was to listen to those invitations, to lean into that mission, to discover, develop, and figure out how to manifest my divine gifts and use it serving others, you and every single person I talk to. Wow, what a divine heritage. Now, I've referred to a couple of different books. I've referred to The Tightrope of Depression, which is the first of a trilogy. I've referred to the near-death experience, which I wrote down in Meeting God at the Door, and there were a couple of other books that came after it that dealt with some of the detailed content of that experience where I had those conversations. Any of those books and things that I talk about, they're available on the website if you want to look into any of that, www.kellenflukiger.com, if you find that helpful. So if you know in your heart, and I believe you do if you stop and listen and feel into who you truly are, that you're a child of God, you have gifts and talents, and your greatest development and highest happiness all come from leaning into that and serving each other with our divine gifts, then if that's true, why do we settle for crumbs? Why do we not lean into that? Why do we get so sidetracked with everything else that's going on around us? Well, I'm not sure I know the complete answer, but I know that it happens to all of us. And the things that sidetrack us most are all the busyness, all the proving things. We're supposed to live somebody else's script. Oh, you're supposed to this and supposed to that. So there's distractions. I know that there is in every person, especially me, but in every person, this feeling of not being good enough. I can't, I'm not, I won't, it won't work. We don't believe in ourselves. And that seems to be one thing that every single one of us is plagued with in greater or lesser degree, that somehow we are not up to the task, we're not adequate, and we're not good enough. So I want you to just think for a moment. I want you to sit in yourself in quiet and think about this question. What if all of this is absolute truth? What if you know you're a divine child, you have gifts and talents, your greatest purpose, your greatest development, and greatest happiness come from serving each other, from each of us doing that with those divine gifts? So if you think for a moment about that and say to yourself, okay, what if that's true? If you live with the idea that that's true, completely, absolutely, without hesitation, true, and true for you. One of the things that I used to do a lot, and I know people do sometimes, is yeah, that's okay for somebody else, but not me. I'm not, you know, fill in the blank. So if you drop all that and figure out that it's all true, what would you do different today? If you're creating your ultimate life, serving others with those divine gifts, and you're creating a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, what would you choose to do different this very day that you listen to this podcast? Take a moment and list even one thing, maybe two, but not a ton, of things that you would do different. Small things, things that you can start on right now to move yourself in the direction of those divine gifts and talents, to develop that high sense of purpose. I can promise you, as you pick little things, one after the other, and live into them, you'll quickly experience deep joy and create your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on